He is the executive director of the Blair County Chamber of Commerce, and he's like clockwork, man. Every 2 weeks, he calls in at the same time.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, Joe, you're on the ball, man.
That's really the only time I'm punctual at all during any time.
That could be a very indicting statement, Joe. You know.
Oh, yeah, no, indictments.
Oh, bad word.
No, we don't want to talk about those.
Man.
Well, Joe, welcome in for your biweekly visit here on WRTA Mornings. And I'm looking at the Business Insight in today's paper, and a nice big blossoming story about a budding flower business.
How about that? We're getting very, very creative in our headline writing.
You are. Do you do that?
Well, usually I do, but I have to give Linda Stotler, our marketing person, credit for that, because she kind of threw that at me when I was going to write the story, and she and I thought, you know, she's a lot more creative, I guess, than I am with the headline. So,
okay, we'll give her that, and we'll give you that. We'll give you that out, okay?
Yeah, thanks.
Just what Joe was looking for.
Yeah, on a Monday. Yeah. Start
I'm
out
always
the...
looking for an out.
Well, you're not going to get one here, so just strap it on and strap on the horse and your boots and lace them up or whatever you do, and let's get going, Joe. But there is an article today about your nonprofit committee. And, you know, we talk about business and we talk about, you know, how we try to enhance business in Blair County and make it profitable for people to come and live here. But, you know, we have a strong nonprofit community as well, do we not?
We have an incredibly strong nonprofit community, and I think during the pandemic, they got more of a chance to really shine than a lot of for-profit businesses did, simply because a lot of the adversity that businesses faced really kind of hit them with kind of a double whammy, so to speak, just in the fact that they rely so heavily on their employees and their volunteers. And as we know, a lot of businesses had some difficulty finding employees. Their job was a little bit tougher because as nonprofits, in most cases, they can't pay what for-profit businesses pay. So even if they found people that they wanted to have working for them, it didn't always work out, you know, in terms of dollars and cents. So, but they never stopped, you know, understanding what the community needed. They upped their commitments in so many ways, and I'm really proud of the committee. Now is maybe our largest committee of the chamber, which is really impressive as well. They have, you know, they invest because they're paying, you know, a membership fee to us as well.
Mm-hmm.
And they see it as a valuable investment, and what they do for the business community is just very admirable.
Yet another thing that Rona kind of got messed up. That was a thing that took a while to recover. There were any number of reasons for that. People didn't have steady income per se. And you know, so it's tough for nonprofits to do well when steady income isn't available because you're relying on donations of some sort.
And I think that kind of speaks to the generosity of our community, because
mm-hmm.
if you talk to the nonprofit people, they will tell you that very seldom did they run into people who had been, you know, contributors to their causes in the past that they were told, no, we can't do that this year. People stepped up, and I think people recognize how important the nonprofits are to our quality of life here. And our June Breakfast Club is going to be kind of committed to the nonprofit committee. They're going to be talking about the number of dollars and the number of services that they provide to the community, so that the people who have a tendency to take them for granted can really see what a little bit about what we might be if they weren't around.
Speaking of the Breakfast Club, coming up not too long from now, April 13th, Mark Roche from the Pittsburgh Pirates. He's the technology and video coordinator for the minor leagues.
Yeah. You know, that should be a pretty interesting presentation, I would think.
Mm-hmm.
When you look at all the things that baseball is doing at the major league level and now at the minor league level to stay, the word relevant isn't a good word, but in some cases I guess it's true that you have to, more and more, you have to give people reasons to come out to the ballpark, and the experience, unfortunately, for the Pirates in recent years has not been because the quality of play has been so exceptional.
You said it perfectly.
Yeah, that was about as good a sidestep as you could make.
It's more PC than I would have been.
Yeah, well, not long ago, I would have just said something like, you know, the Pirates have been lousy, and why would you want to watch them? So,
well, I say that.
Didn't say that. Huh?
No, you're still in good standing.
Yeah, well, so far, I better stop talking altogether.
No. But, you know, baseball has taken over the operation of minor leagues, and you're right, because I think I guess what you're saying, because if the minor leagues don't keep up with all these changes and the way baseball is looking at them now kind of sideways, you know, they're looking for any ways to cut expenses. And the easiest thing to do is to say to a minor league team, see you later, we don't need you anymore.
Yeah, that's true. And as far as the, you know, every time I see that stadiums at the major and minor league levels are making improvements, it's always the scoreboard for some reason. And jeez, I'm wondering at what point the scoreboard becomes larger than the stadium itself.
I saw a game, I think it was sometime over the weekend, where they took their old scoreboard, which was kind of huge anyway, and they moved it into, like, right center field. And then in left field, they put up a new scoreboard that's twice the size of that one. So that might have been at Cincinnati where I saw that. But
I guess people were having a hard time keeping track of the score. I don't know.
No, they're just trying to get the people to the fans to look at something other than their phone, you know.
Or the team on the field.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I guess I'm not allowed to say that.
Well, you know, we have basically that same situation out here. We have two scoreboards now, and the second board, which is known as the auxiliary board now, what is for basically just scores and other things that won't take away from the game presentation of the main board, and that's what it is. I mean, they want people to keep engaged, I guess, you know.
Yeah.
So it's they want you to look at the board. I think Dave's right too. They want you to, you know, keep away from your phones. But honest to God, Joe, from up above, when I scour the crowd with binoculars, which is regularly at games, it's unbelievable the number of people that pay for a ticket and go in there and do nothing but sit on their phone.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
Yeah, I agree with you. And I'm wondering at what point, now that Major League Baseball has changed so many of its rules to try to move the game a lot quicker, I'm wondering at what point are the is the home team going to be penalized because the fans aren't paying attention to the game?
Well, that could be another silly rule that MLB could get in. But Joe, real quick, the next Breakfast Club will be the 13th. Mark will be here. I guess he's going to talk about what's going to happen at the Curve, maybe, since we have the Altoona Curve here. So is that what it's going to focus on?
Yeah, he's the Pirates representative to minor league baseball.
Okay,
which I think would be the Curve and
Indianapolis
and
right.
It should be an interesting presentation and a good opportunity for people to ask questions.
Absolutely. Well, yeah. Joe, we're unfortunately it goes faster and faster every time. We're out of time already.
I know.
Unbelievable. Well, there was a good nonprofit talk, and I wanted those were the two things I actually wanted to get to today. So, bravo! And I guess maybe if we don't, we'll see you at the ballpark, or we'll see you back here in a couple of weeks.
Yep.
Okay.
Talk to you soon.
Okay,
right.
Joe.
Thank you,
thanks,
Joe.
Guys.